This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Illegals in lots of different directions, dropping them off on different doorsteps. I guess this time it's Delaware. Just the other day it was Martha's Vineyard, where people were treated to food and clothes and all kinds of things because the people were shocked when the buses arrived. Just another day in paradise. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope you're doing well in whatever hollow, nook, cranny, or canyon you hail from. I always say on this show, it's what we all have in common. One thing that we do have in common is it looks like the strike that could happen when it comes to the railroads, and I've been talking about this a ton, may be averted. Earlier in the evening, I got a text about, hey, pay attention to what's happening in D.C., in which, of course, we are doing that. There's some last-minute maneuvering that's happening. So rail strike plans derailed for now, at least anyway. We don't know. There was a kind of an 11th hour move, if you will, the White House reaching a tentative agreement to avert that strike. But it's tentative. So right now it's good. Right now, there won't be the strike. There won't be the threats to whatever areas being shut down from the East Coast all the way west and the Midwest, as far as Amtrak is concerned. That's just one example, because, you know, you have people that are getting these messages that are mixed messages. Imagine that, your Amtrak is canceled, and then they're getting messages that, oh, well, wait a second, maybe it's not being canceled. So they're working to restore canceled trains, and they're reaching out to customers to accommodate on the first available departures. That's what's happening. So there was this tentative deal that has averted problems, but because it was so close to Friday, there are people who are trying to figure out if their train still is affected because of the cancellations that were happening, right? And some of the suspended services, are they definitely suspended, or is this working out, or whatever? So best advice I can give you is check the boards. Check the boards to see if your train is still going to arrive on time. So it's crazy. There's still, I think, will be some that they can't. There's just no way they can get them back on line. And does this mean, because it's a mandate over, does it mean that there still are hoops to jump through? The answer to that is yes. Yes, yes, yes. Because it's about working conditions. It's about overtime hours. It's about sick pay. It's about all that mixed in between. And the employees have to be satisfied with what ultimately this agreement is. So stay tuned for more on that. But the turmoil that could have been much worse is still going to create a little bit of chaos, but not quite the amount of just calamity that could have rained down in the next couple of days and the next week. Let's put it that way. All right, some other things that are popping up on the radar include, of course, as we get closer and closer to the midterm elections, are you noticing lots and lots of campaign ads? Because there's money to be spent. There's big war chests, and there's races to be run, and they are happening. And so much is what you see and hear, because pummeling people with ads, there's a reason why money is spent in that way, because it works. It works enough that there are people that are on the fence, or people that hear a spot and it makes them think, ugh, I don't want that. It's effective enough, or it wasn't, then they wouldn't dump the money in that direction. So I know you're getting them because I definitely am seeing them all over the place. Mortgage rates, this is sad, we knew it was going to happen. Mortgage rates soared over 6% for the first time since late 2008. This is a major factor in, I think, people who are running what many of the issues are that their constituents are concerned about. And, of course, inflation is the big one. So for the first time since the housing crisis of 2008, that's how far we have to go back, mortgage interest rates over 6%. That's double than what they were a year ago. And, you know, you got that 8.3 that is so stuck in my head that we saw for August, which showed year over year how much that came in. So rates have already been hiked 2.25 percentage points in four moves since May, and the Fed will probably hike the rates next week. So the typical mortgage payment is, let's say it's over 2,300. It's 66% higher than a year ago. And that increase is due to home price inflation and soaring mortgage rates. So with that, you got to think, boy, being in the real estate business was pretty exciting maybe a few months ago, but not so exciting for some leaning in this direction, because the housing market is the one that is really super, super sensitive to the Federal Reserve's policies. So high inflation, the Fed saying they got to be aggressive, and the housing market, the mortgage market really is the one that reacts the most. The number of homes on the market will probably meet the demand, according to Freddie Mac's chief economist. So home prices will decline, but then you get this big number on the 30-year fixed mortgage. Can you imagine? You'd be kicking yourself. Wait, in the beginning of the year, I could have got it for under 3. Now it's 602. 602. I mean, that is sticker shock, people. I just have to think that some people that kind of thought they might buy a house and started looking around, I bet they're stepping back. Because, you know, it's almost Halloween. They got to be spooked by that, with whatever's happening with your job, whatever's happening with the economy. I think the rental market is going to be flooded, right? So there's going to be, that's what's going to be expensive, renting homes, because there's going to be more rentals. They're going to ask for more money, all of that. It's interesting to watch those numbers. And it's all connected where we started in the beginning. Politicians, ads that are out there, you know, pay attention to who locally is representing you, because it all starts locally. And then, you know what, then we go from there. That's what happens. All right, you want an update on the Queen? Of course you want an update on the Queen, and you know we're going to give you one. That's coming up in this hour, plus the mailbag, your thoughts on all kinds of happenings in the country, including what's happening at your local grocery store, people not happy with the prices and admitting that they're kind of trying to figure out how to clip coupons. It's just a game to tell you, hey, buy two, get one free, but how much are you spending for the two? You know, when you walk in the front of a grocery store now, I think you're assaulted by that. It's the bin of everything that's almost gone bad, but we're going to give you it for what the normal prices would have been. We're talking about that and the Queen next.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Says, Kate, I didn't get to see the game. Who won on Thursday night? Joe will tell you when we hit the mailbag. I'll give you a hint. Red is the primary color in their uniform. That's all I'm going to say right now. That's it. All right, it's not about red. It's about wind when we talk about Fiona. Tropical storm Fiona is churning across the Atlantic Ocean right now as this leaves my lips. Forecasts, because, you know, they have all these models, show it hitting Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. So heavy rain, wind, crazy rough surf, that whole thing. Tropical storm warnings went out for the Caribbean islands, Antigua, St. Kitts, St. Martin, all those places, so they could get some really bad weather. It can also be tweaked and turned in an instant, just like that. Often that happens. But when you're talking about tropical storm force winds, they could be up to 140 miles an hour. That's mostly would be to the north of the center of the storm. When you look at the pictures, that's where you can really see it. But in the Virgin Islands, you know, 6 inches of rain, Puerto Rico, same thing. Maybe even 10 inches in parts of Puerto Rico. So flash flooding, all the things that happen there, mudslides, that's common, that certainly could be tripped into. And the good news is wind shear in the Gulf of Mexico and the Southwest Atlantic probably limits the strengthening of the storm. So the question you want to know is, not so much about the Caribbean islands, but does it impact the U.S.? The strength of Fiona is just uncertain. some of the models show the storm curving out to sea. Others show it coming closer to the east coast, potentially as a hurricane. So does it turn more to the north once it reaches the Bahamas because of this wind shear in the Gulf of Mexico and nearby steering winds, they call them, right? Or no, is it something completely different? I mean, this is the thing about potential hurricanes. You're just watching, waiting, watching models, listening to what everybody says, because there's no way to know that for sure. There are so many things that can impact it. The thing that I think is so different about a hurricane and a tornado, you don't get much warning with the tornadoes. At least you have a little bit of a window, usually, when it comes to a hurricane. But it is crazy that there has been pretty calm. It has been a calm hurricane season for the U.S., for sure. So you have all these named storms that are in the queue, but they're not turning into full-fledged hurricanes, thank goodness. I mean, to me, that's what we want, absolutely, right? That's what we're looking for. Yeah. All right, so eggs, cereal, milk, all that, how much have they gone up? I've been asked that question a bunch because I talk about it all the time, right? I talk about going to the store and what is, you know, how much is it costing? So, like, one of the stores that's popular in Florida is called Publix, and you go there and you do see all the things in the front of the store that are probably almost stale because less people are shopping, and they're giving you some kind of a deal on it, right? But you look at cereal, you look at fruit, you look at milk. The cost of food, groceries, is in the double digits, rising 13.5% from a year ago. So that's the largest 12-month increase since 1979. The cost of cereal and cereal kind of products up 17% from this time last year. I love eggs. In fact, my nephew was spending the night visiting us. It was so fun. And he loves eggs. He's making an egg sandwich. All of you in the South know what an egg sandwich is. And, you know, eggs are up 40% from last August. Now, that's not all inflation. Some of that is because they had an avian flu outbreak, but that's a whole lot of jumping higher, isn't it? And you can see it on all kinds of products, not just the few that I mentioned. I mean, look, vegetables, 16.2%, right? Dairy is 16.2%. Fruits and vegetables, 9.4%. 9.4. If you're a butter fan, or I can't believe it's not butter, or whatever it is you use, margarine, it's up almost 30%. I mean, like 29.3%. That's crazy, right? Crazy. And it's going to get worse, peeps. It's going to get worse. So it is about stretching as much as you can. Next week, we're going to talk to somebody about ways to stretch food with beef, with protein, all that kind of stuff. That'll be on our Monday and Thursday show. But food prices at home, the cost of groceries, 10 to 11% in 2022. The cost of dining out is up about 7%. And this is because of what goes into making the meals. But if you look at that, depending on the kind of family you have, for some people, it's actually cheaper to eat out, depending on where they eat. But it's nasty. And inflation in some areas is worse than in other areas. It depends on where you live, just how bad it is. That's why the people who are smart that started their own gardens, the people who started doing those hydroponic gardens, which I have a friend who's done that, and the food tastes great. She did it because she was inside. That's why. But it worked out great for her because she was able to, like, freeze all kinds of things that normally you'd pay, what do they say? They used to say an arm and a leg for. But she didn't have to do it because she had grown that garden, or those community gardens. People also do those too as well. And, yeah, it's, crazy when you think of where we were and now how much bigger it's gotten. The sticker shock, I think, for so many, so many of us. All right, so to recap the good news, nothing on the hurricane site so far, yay. The other good news, the railroad strike has been averted. That's good because supply chain problems already, the things I just talked about, it would be that much worse. So that part is really, really, really good. And in the meantime, we have a story, politically speaking, about the special master. A Brooklyn federal judge was selected on Thursday to be the independent arbiter to review the materials seized in the FBI's search of the former president's Florida home. This special master, who we assumed it would be, is Senior Judge Raymond Deary, who was put forward as a possible candidate for that role by Trump, who had sued in court to obtain the review. And U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon also did reject the Justice Department's bid to resume its criminal investigation into classified documents seized at Mar-a-Lago. So the bottom line is this. It's going to take a while for the special master to go through all of these documents. It's going to take time for that to happen. And that's what he'll do. I mean, he has to pour through the records. But these steps start and are going to conclude by mid-October. So it's really kind of a month, maybe a little bit more than that, reviewing in a controlled setting the documents marked classified. Looking at all of that. How, you know, then they go through, and what's interesting is who's paying for this? Who's paying for the special master? Were you thinking that at all? Here's what the order is. The former president pays the costs rather than the 50-50 split with the Justice Department. That was what was proposed by the former president, but the judge didn't agree with it, and they agreed with the Department of Justice. So because he wanted it, he's got to pay full on. More than 100 documents marked as classified, seized, all part of this. And all part of what this special master, again, has to go through. So it's interesting. What will the special master find? I mean, is there going to be something that's going to be unearthed here that's going to shock us all? Or is this just more gamesmanship? You be the judge. Let me know what you think. Unofficial poll. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. We're headed to your opinions next as we go to the mailbag.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
A federal judge has rejected a request from the Justice Department to allow its investigators to regain access to roughly 100 documents marked classified that were seized by the FBI during its search at former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. In U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon's 10-page order, she pushed back on two of the premises obtained by the Justice Department in their motion that the roughly 100 documents at the center of the request are classified records and that Trump could not have a, quote, possessory interest in any of them and that Trump does not have a plausible cause of privilege as to any of these records. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Time for the mailbag. And the mailbag is full once again. It always is, right? So I don't want to hold up Joe any longer. Joe, who I mentioned, said, you know, who won the game? And we've got the man cave coming up next. So I won't go too deep into the story, but the Kansas City Chiefs won, so they're 2-0. They beat the Chargers 27-24, but that doesn't really tell the story. This game, I'm sure, for Andy Reid's liking and the rest of the fans at Arrowhead, was a little bit too close for comfort because Herbert is the real deal. I mean, he played like a warrior. Even hurt, you could see him wincing. His side was hurting him at the end of the game. They were doing x-rays, but the Chiefs did rally because they were down to the Chargers. They were down 17-7. So they're obviously in the driver's seat early. It was just a couple of games in the AFC West. But this was a game of almost, even at the tail end when the Chargers scored, so they had 24 points, they did an onside kick that was missed initially by a Chief and almost picked up by one of the Chargers. That could have been a game changer. That could have made a very, very big difference in that one. So there's your answer. The answer is the Chiefs won, Joe. That's who won on Thursday night. And in it, as I said, Herbert was injured, so that's the scary thing. But it was a decent edge of your seat kind of game, because I don't think people were necessarily expecting that. All right, we move now to this one from Tom, who says, Kate, I don't know whether to laugh or be stunned by these stunts of these governors that are taking the lives of people and just sending them on buses where they barely speak English and dumping them off in all these different towns, from Martha's Vineyard and D.C. And, you know, obviously he's trying to make a point. DeSantis and also Abbott in Texas is trying to make a point. But what about the people in the middle of all of this? Yeah, I mean, look, I saw an interview on Fox, and the guy was trying to speak a little bit of Spanish and asked a kid, you know, basically his name and where he was from, and it was Venezuela. So what's happened is that what's happened is, besides going border busing to New York and Chicago and whatnot, now by plane to Martha's Vineyard. So there were two unannounced planes carrying about 50 immigrants, illegal immigrants, landing in this wealthy seaside enclave of Massachusetts on Wednesday night, and really surprised the local people there. But they got out their clothes, they got out food, they got to caterers. Can you imagine that? We're having a party. We just have some new people that are in town. And I'm not kidding. They really did take them under their wing. But, I mean, these situations are so sad along that border. And after they cross the border and claim asylum, they're released into the U.S. to wait for hearings on their asylum claim. Many of them very fearful of that. You know, and the question some people say is, are the people being forced onto the buses? And supposedly, no, that they're not being forced onto them. They need some place to go, so they're doing that. They're going to wherever they can find a place to stay, at least temporarily. And, you know, it's not so easy to get a work permit. Somebody gets into the United States, they go through their hearing, all of that. That's not just a walk in the park to have that happen. I mean, it used to be a lot easier, but now it's a different story. All right, I want to get a few more of these in. How about this one from Christopher, who says, Kate, what do you make of Patagonia's billionaire putting his money where he talks, and giving it away to charity? Was it a smart move or a dumb move? Well, what's interesting is the Patagonia billionaire said, you know, he wanted to do something to help. Like, that's what he wanted to do. So that's the reason why he did that. He could afford to do it. So he did. And good for him, right? Good for him that he has the means to do it and wants to do it, I guess, is the thing. Wants to do it. Like, okay, whatever I have to do, I'm going to do it. So I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised that you know, you make so much money and you just didn't donate the entire company. It's $3 billion to fight, in his mind, climate change, is what he said, climate change, because he sees what's going to happen to the younger generations. So they're just going to keep contributing money depending on the health of the business. And, wow, Patagonia was started 50 years ago. 50 years ago. All right, we got to move on. Annie says, hello, Kate Delaney. How about the fact that we have a railroad strike avoided? That is a very, very good thing when you think of the amount of engineers and conductors that wouldn't be able to get onto these trains. And besides some commuters being trapped and crippling all of that, the supply chain would be enormously hindered. So it's good that they have a verbal agreement, because that should help things get tweaked. But some people still will be without a train because of the cancellations and then not having someone in quickly enough. Yeah, you know what is interesting? Railroad workers are held to a different labor law than most workers. It limits their freedom actually to strike and allows for more government intervention. So in July, Biden issued an order that prevented a strike at that time and created a panel known as the Presidential Emergency Board to find a solution to the dispute. So in comes the White House this time around, and we'll see, you know, what that looks like. So there is a little bit of time off for some of these people, but it would have been a whole different story if they were on the picket line. You know, I guess that's the scoop. And it's not just about the money. It is about the conditions. And I said that now a couple of different times. All right. Also pinging on your list is this one from Joseph, who says, do you think it's really possible, Kate, that Trump wouldn't run? Doesn't it seem like he would want that position? And if he gets through this whole special master thing and he can duck and cover on anything else that's coming his way, wouldn't it make sense for him to run again because he would have the best shot of winning? Well, what's so interesting is tiptoeing around the yes, I'm in thing, right? So now you got this Raymond Deary, who's the special master to review the Mar-a-Lago records. And then you have other people testifying about timelines and, you know, that kind of thing. So I think it's always smart to check in, I guess, put it that way. All right, this one from Eve, who says, hi, Kate, I'm wondering about TikTok, and I'm wondering about TikTok being dangerous or not, because I've heard some horror stories. Well, I think any social media, whether it's Instagram, whether it's Facebook, whether it's TikTok, whatever it is, of course it can be such a conduit for creepy people to go after children. And we have many examples of that. So I would say it's to get some of, I would say to make a different kind of move to get some of what's happening off the streets, I guess, is what I'm thinking. It makes complete 100% sense to me anyway. Then there is this story that Eric alerted me to. Kate, what did you think of the Parkland shooter defense team just resting with only calling a portion of their expected witnesses? Do they feel like they have an ace up their sleeve that is going to make them win, or are they overplaying their hand? Well, the defense attorneys for the shooter, Nicholas Cruz, they rested their case after they didn't call very many people, is what you're thinking of. So it's really the other side, if you will. Because what are they trying to do? What kind of defense are they trying to put up? The judge scolded the defense, though, and said it was unprofessional. Look, you throw up one witness and that's it. This is not professional. This is not how you get due process. But nobody wants to be in the position of representing him, I'm certain, right? There's the mad scuffle, somebody grabs the case, and then it trickles down this way tragically. But to tell us of the families who lost loved ones at the hands of Nicholas Cruz, the next time you see him, and see how they react to that. Of course, not well at all. You can always email me, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The man cave. And of course, in the man cave, so much that we're talking about is the NFL, because we're into week two. And week two, there are some interesting matchups, including now a doubleheader on Monday to cap off the week. Part of that doubleheader is the Vikings and the Eagles at the Link in Philadelphia. And of course, Jeremy Paulson, our technical maestro, is a big football fan and is a person who roots for the Minnesota Vikings. And I obviously grew up outside of Philadelphia and root for the Philadelphia Eagles. So we decided it might be fun right here on the air to have a little bet, because these are the days we live for, to make bets on our team. My nephew's always betting. We went to play mini golf, and he's like, I'll bet you a quarter. A quarter? What are you talking about? What am I going to get for a quarter? So we're not going to do a quarter. We're going to do something, I think, more intriguing. So, Jeremy, what do you think? You have a chance to back out of this. You really believe that the Vikings are going to win, huh?
Yeah, I mean, if the Lions can drop 33, right, I mean, we're going to drop, like, what, 40-something?
Kirk Cousins better be, he better be rolling. That's all I can say, right? He is 2-3 with the Vikes on Monday night, but who cares about those kind of stats? Because it's different. Every year is different. I think when you compare stats from the last time, yeah, I mean, we could talk about the last time they played. It doesn't matter. It's not about that because they're different. There's so many different players on these teams. I think it's like a coin flip, honestly. I think it's a coin flip, but I think the Eagles win. So I'm proposing that if the Eagles win, you have to wear an Eagles ball cap, whatever, around that day.
That's fine with me because I don't see people like you. I'm in a dungeon most of the time, so who's going to see me? But I'll take a picture with a hat on. Yeah, that's fine.
All right, and so that's what I will.
I'm confident in the Vikings. We're going to win.
So you're saying I'd have to wear a Vikings hat?
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what the people in Minnesota say when you're even running to your motorcycle with you wearing an Eagles hat on. That's going to be a lot of fun.
I think the offensive side will be a coin flip, like you said, but I think we have a better defense. So I think
we'll
that's where we're going to win.
We'll see. You know, we'll see what Philly can put up against the Minnesota pass attack. And I still like the chances. I still like the chances of some home cooking. And, you know, the game, the over-under is 50.5, and Philly is only favored by 2. So there's no question that this is going to be a very, very tight game. Going to be a tight game. I like A.J. Brown. I like him, but I'm talking about the offense again, to connect with anything that is thrown his way. I mean, anything.
Yeah, good offense.
All right. So we'll see. Hurts versus Cousins versus the Philly defense and the Vikings defense. It'll be fun on Monday. So there you go. Good luck, Jeremy.
I don't need luck.
He says he doesn't need luck. All right, so for the rest of the week, it is interesting because Tom Brady, there's all these stories about his wife is living, Gisele Bündchen is living separately from him and yada yada. I think they work it out, but whatever. This isn't TMZ. The Buccaneers and the Saints. In this game, the Saints +2.5. The Buccaneers at the Saints. I mean, I look at this game, and I had it circled on games to look at. And, you know, this is an interesting game because Jameis Winston is now back at 100%. And if you remember, his 2021 season, of course, ended with a left knee injury on a tackle by a Buccaneers linebacker, Devin White. So maybe there's a little bit of intrigue because of that. So he gets his second start against the team that drafted him first overall in 2015, but let him go in 2020 when Brady signed with the Bucs after 2 decades with New England. And I don't know that there's lots of trash talking or feelings there, but it could fire him up a little bit. Saints first year coach Dennis Allen was New Orleans defensive coordinator for the first 3 of the games and served as an interim coach, 9-0 victory at Tampa. Remember last December when Sean Payton had to stay home because of a positive COVID-19 test. So Allen, you know, oversees and calls the plays for the New Orleans defense. And then the Bucs' new coach, Todd Bowles, hopes that his offense has a better plan for this time around. So I think that is going to be a fun game to watch. I think it's going to be a very, very close game. Tampa Bay's offensive line lost a couple of starters during the training camp. It's all about that O-line. Replaced who they could with rookies, but there's going to be, I think, some exposure for Brady. And so this, and we saw that against the Cowboys a little bit. Now with the Saints, I think it's a whole different story because you're going to step it up very, 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 very big. All right, so we know we have fans that are Tampa fans and Saints fans, and then you look at the Patriots and the Steelers and the Dolphins. Tua had a good first game out of the chute. Now it's against the Giants, the Colts and the Jags, and the Dolphins and the Ravens. It's an interesting week. There are some what I think are too tight to call games. How about the Seahawks and the 49ers? How about the Bengals and the Cowboys? Dak Prescott won't be there, so normally I would say that might be more interesting with Prescott there, but he won't be there. The Packers and the Bears, always a big rivalry no matter how they're doing. The Bills, with Josh Allen, who is flat out the real deal, hosting the Titans. And there's a full slate of games on week two. And we'll get a better sense, I think, of some of the offenses and defenses, et cetera, as we watch what unfolds at the very, very beginning of the season. It's the end of the season in Major League Baseball. And there are a couple of things that happened worth mentioning. And one of them is that the Mets are making an interesting move. The president, Sandy Alderson, is stepping down to become a special advisor. Oh, he had a death grip on that team, so that's a surprise. 74-year-old, a cancer survivor. He served two stints as New York's general manager. He's going to move to a new role, like I said, as this advisor type to owners Steve and Alex Cohen and the senior leadership team. It's probably a very, very smart thing to do. Then he doesn't have all that responsibility on his shoulders, and he still has responsibility, but in a much different way. I think that's a smart move all the way around, and it's a decision he wanted, so that works out good too. And you might have missed this one. You know that old promo they used to have for ESPN, chicks dig the long ball? That's definitely me. I dig the long ball. So Vlad Guerrero Jr. hit his 100th career home run, just 23. What I love is he's going to give the ball to his father. So he had that happen when the Blue Jays beat the Rays, the Tampa Bay Rays, 5-1 on Wednesday night. And Guerrero homered in the first inning, his 28th home run this season. So at 23 years, 180-some days, he's the youngest Blue Jay to reach 100 homers. Before, it was Carlos Delgado at 26 who held that record. But I love that he wants to give the ball to his father from the milestone home run. He said, I'm feeling very proud. And when your son does something like that, he's saying any dad would feel proud. And this is Senior saying how thrilled he was that that was happening. In baseball, you see more of that probably than in any other sport, where you have a superstar father and the son is just as good or maybe better, or at least they can play the game. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.